And now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of November 24th. This week in 1980, Paul McCartney's Wings Over America film had its premiere in New York City. Bill Haley played for England's Queen Elizabeth in London this week in 1979, and it was his last visit to England. Elton John, Cher, and Donny Osmond performed for the Queen at her Royal Variety Show in London, England, this week in 2001. Grease opened on Broadway in 1972. Fun in Acapulco, Elvis's Fun Movie, opened this week in 1963. Mick Jagger's erratic driving cost him a 16-pound fine this week in 1964. In 1989, Stevie Wonder joined Paul McCartney on stage at Paul's Los Angeles concert, and together they performed Ebony and Ivory. In 1979, Ringo Starr's Los Angeles home burned down. John Lennon's last stage performance and last appearance in a live venue was at an Elton John concert in New York at Madison Square Garden this week in 1974. In 2001, Aretha Franklin sued a tabloid for $50 million over their story claiming that she had a drinking problem. Chuck Berry was sued by his former piano player, alleging the sideman wrote the music for 52 of Chuck's songs. Happened in 2000, and now a judge later threw out the suit, saying that too many years had passed. Elvis's Harum Scarum movie released this week in 1965. In 69, John Lennon returned as member of the British Empire Medal to protest Britain's involvement in Biafra and Vietnam. In 1976, the band performed their last waltz concert at Winterland in San Francisco. The Beatles' White Album was released this week in 1968. Cliff Richard's Espresso Bongo movie debuted in London, England in 1959. In 2008, Cadillac Records, a film loosely based on Chicago's Chess Records, had its world premiere in Hollywood, California. In the studio, the Zombies recorded Tell Her No in 64. And after 4 weeks of work, the Beatles finally finished recording Strawberry Fields Forever this week in 1966. In 65, the Young Rascals began recording Good Lovin'. In 59, Jack Scott recorded What in the World's Come Over You. Birthdays this week, Tina Turner is 80. John McVie from Fleetwood Mac, 74. Gail McCormick from Smith, born this week, 1948. Robert Goulet, born in 33. Jimi Hendrix, born this week in 42. Eddie Rabbit, born in 1944. Bruce Chanel is 79. R.B. Greaves, born in 1943. Randy Newman turns 76. Motown Records founder Berry Gordy Jr. turns 90 this week. Felix Cavalieri from the Rascals is 77. Denny Doherty from the Mamas and Papas, born in Nova Scotia in 1941. Chuck Mangione is 79. Jordy Miller, 78. Mako, whose real name is Domenico Monardo, he is turning 80. Frank Ifield is 75. Alan Sherman, born in 1924. Rob Grill from the Grassroots, born in 1943. Luther Ingram, born in 37. Bob Moore is turning 87, Jimmy Bowen 82, Dick Clark born in 1929. Lee Michaels turned 74, Pete Best, the ousted member of the Beatles in 1962, he's having a birthday turning 78. Donald Duck Dunn, the bass player with Booker T and the MGs, born in 1941. Tommy Alsup from the Crickets, who flipped the coin with Ritchie Valens for the seat on Ritchie's ill-fated plane, born this week in 1934. He died in 2017 at 85 years old. Percy Sledge, born in 1940. Bob Lind is 77. Eileen Barton, who wrote a song and recorded a song that I remember as a tiny little boy. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. My mom used to sing that. She's born this week in 1929. Gene Terrell from the Supremes is 75. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of November 24th. For late-breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at treasureislandoldies.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.